Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of June at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the solar power sector about batteries, and we'll be looking at how wealthy the average household really is, and all the markets as usual, including news that SpaceX shares are back to their flotation price. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the papers. Ken Fox in the Irish Times reports that a government department objected to allocating up to 190 extra staff to the Energy and Water Regulator, saying it would create more red tape and make it even harder to deliver infrastructure. In discussions, the Department of Public Expenditure agreed the Commission for Regulation of Utilities should be allowed an increase of its headcount by 60. However, it opposed plans for a near doubling of staff numbers, saying that it did not want an increase in the intensity of regulation and oversight in electricity, gas and water sectors. A department submission said that that would run contrary to government policy. Laura Roddy in the Business Post reports that Diageo staff in Ireland have been told to expect job cuts as the company rolls out cost-cutting measures under its new chief executive, Dave Lewis. The Business Post understands that Conor Nyland, Diageo's managing director, addressed staff on Monday afternoon to tell them how the major restructure of the drinks giant would affect Ireland. It is understood that the cuts would impact roles across the commercial side of the business, including marketing, sales and finance. The specific figure on how many jobs would be cut is not yet known, but staff are expecting to learn more today when Lewis addresses Diageo colleagues at a global town hall. Diageo, which is headquartered in London, employs over 1,200 here in Ireland. Peter Flanagan in the Irish Times reports that the Ryanair Group Chief Executive, Michael O'Leary, will see his basic salary increase by 50% as part of a contract extension until 2032, when he will be in his 70s. O'Leary's basic salary will increase from 1.2 to 1.8 million euro as a result of the fresh contract. While the airline announced that the chief executive had signed a new deal last week, the increase was detailed in its annual report published yesterday. The extension includes the salary increase along with a maximum annual bonus will be capped at no more than 50% of basic pay, no pension benefits and a covenant not to compete with the company for 12 months after the termination of his employment.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.